Chapter 7. Back at Vaux. Meanwhile at Vaux, Philippe was preparing to start his first day as King of France. "Where is Aramis?" he thought, worried. "He should be with me now to help me. Soon my family, friends, and ministers will come and see me, and I must be ready to meet them. If Aramis doesn't come soon, I'll have to manage alone. Can I do this?" The king's servants came and dressed Philippe. Philippe imitated Louis well, and the servants didn't notice anything different. This gave Philippe more confidence. Soon the door opened, and the king's family arrived. The first person to enter the room was the queen mother. Philippe trembled when he saw his mother. His heart was full of emotion. "This is my mother," he thought. "She abandoned me, for reasons of state I know, but I must try to love her."
"Well, my son," said the queen mother, "do you now believe the stories about Monsieur Fouquet and the missing money?"
"No," Philippe replied. "He is loyal to me, and all the stories about him are lies."
The queen mother heard the small difference between Philippe's voice and Louis's, and she looked at Philippe attentively. Philippe continued to speak with his mother and other members of his family, but he looked at the door constantly to see if Aramis was coming. Other members of the court entered his room, and D'Artagnan entered with them. Philippe saw D'Artagnan and called him.
"Where is your friend, the Bishop of Vannes?" Philippe asked D'Artagnan. "I don't know, Your Majesty," D'Artagnan replied, surprised. "I'm waiting for him, but he doesn't come," said Philippe. "We must find him, and find Monsieur Fouquet too. I want to speak to him."
While people were looking for Aramis and Fouquet, Philippe continued imitating Louis. He did it so well that nobody suspected that he wasn't the king. Suddenly, there was a loud noise at the door. All the people in the room turned and looked. The door opened, and Louis marched angrily into the room with Fouquet behind him. There they were, two kings, two men with identical faces. Louis and Philippe stood and looked at each other. The queen mother's face became pale, and everyone looked at the two kings, shocked.
"Mother, don't you recognize your own son?"
Louis asked the queen mother.
"Mother, don't you recognize your own son?"
Philippe asked. The queen mother looked at each of her sons, but couldn't say a word. She was trembling. Louis turned to D'Artagnan.
"Captain, one of us is the real king and one of us is the false king," he said. "One of us hasn't been in the sun for years, but was in a prison cell. Who is paler? Who has got the face of a prisoner?"
D'Artagnan looked at the two men and then walked towards Philippe.
"Monsieur, you are my prisoner," he said.
Philippe didn't move. He and Louis stood and looked at each other for a few moments. Then Louis left the room quickly. Philippe turned to the queen mother. "You have made me very unhappy," he said. "But you are my mother. I will try to love you." The queen mother trembled violently, but said nothing. Then Philippe spoke to D'Artagnan. "Where are your friends, Aramis and Porthos?" he asked. "Are they safe? They helped me, and they mustn't suffer for that."
"They're safe in my fortress on Belle Isle," Fouquet said. "I won't permit anybody to hurt them."
At that moment, Colbert entered the room.
"The king has just given me these orders," he said.
He gave the paper to D'Artagnan and left the room.
"Read the orders to me, D'Artagnan," Philippe said.
D'Artagnan read the king's orders.
Monsieur d'Artagnan will take the prisoner to the prison on the island of Sainte Marguerite. The prisoner will cover his face with an iron mask. Nobody must ever see his face again. If he removes the mask, his life will be in danger."
"That is just," said Philippe calmly. "Let us go."
"Aramis was right," Fouquet said quietly to D'Artagnan. "Philippe is a king, too."